mytakeatthetakeaway.org.
Some daunting numbers and twittering going on regarding what's happening on Wall Street right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down almost 2% in the early going on Wall Street in reaction to the larger than expected GDP number, which is out this morning. About an hour ago, the Labor Department issued the gross domestic product down 6.2%. That's a bigger rate of decline than was expected. Any indication of how much the world depends on the U.S. economy, all you have to do is look across the pond to European and markets in the U.K. They're way down this morning in response to the GDP number. Joining us now is Wall Street Journal economics reporter Kelly Evans, who helps us to dissect numbers like this on days like today. Kelly, thanks for joining us.
Sure.
This was a really big drop. I mean, they were expecting 5.4%, but what do you see in the difference between 5.4 and 6.2 that should alarm us?
Well, actually, a lot of the declines weren't in any one particular category or another, but kind of seen across the board. If you look at consumer spending, business investment, exports in particular, really the main pillars of gross domestic product all were substantially weaker than first thought, and that's because when the government's reporting this data right away, what they're doing is estimating a lot of the figures from November and December. And as that picture becomes clearer, and in this case was much worse than expected in a lot of those categories, you know, that's why they've had to revise it down so much. And a big part of this, too, is the inventory swing that happens here. You know, inventories declined at the end of last year, which sort of weighed on GDP and didn't boost, you know, the final tally by as much as it was first thought. I will say, you know, there's a silver lining in that. The more that inventories were liquidated at the end of last year, the less hopefully will need to happen now. And that could make the current quarter, which is also looking to see a pretty big fall here, you know, it does make it look perhaps a little bit better.
But these assumptions are really what's being tested here. I mean, the inventory drop also bears directly on the employment numbers. And within the GDP number, you're seeing some of the leading indicators. I mean, everybody says the gross domestic product number is a snapshot of what just happened. But if you look at business investment and the significant downturn in business investment, that affects what's going forward. Explain a little bit the significance of the business investment drop.
Absolutely. I mean, when you look down the categories here, it's pretty astonishing how many declines are in the double digits and well into them. I mean, down by 20-30%. Business investment fell by about 20%. That's huge for a quarter. Again, these are annualized rates, but we're talking about pretty big swings. And it what it suggests is that going forward, and we saw a lot of this with companies coming out of the fourth quarter when they reported results and said, look, we're trying to cut costs, we're cutting salaries, we're cutting our spending plans, we're not investing the way we want to be. So we're already seeing a little bit of that reflected, and there's no sign that that's going to let up anytime soon for a lot of these places. And what happens, again, is, as you mentioned, is you get this sort of negative feedback loop where then it hurts employment and you have more of a shadow cast on the unemployment rate if companies are pulling back so much. So the forecast for unemployment, which is right now 7.6%, to rise towards double digits at the end of the year are definitely, you know, kind of in the mainstream right now.
This is Jerome Vaughn. Just a quick question. Is there any glimmer of hope in this? Anything?
Again, I would say that, look, you know, if you had more of an inventory drawdown at the end of last year, there will be people who say, you know, in turn, that means that we don't need to see as much of it in the first part of this year, and that's a better sign for growth. You know, so that's sort of the mathematics of it. But I would say, again, that the second half recovery scenario that kind of was taken as what's likely to happen really sort of relied on a big boost from the Obama stimulus package and from some other, you know, turning points in the economy that, again, we still could see over the next couple of quarters. They're not out of the question, but the, you know, whether we're sort of setting ourselves up for a recovery that is strong or, you know, sustainable, I don't know.
Well, you know, the I don't know, let's probe that a little bit. The math gets a little difficult here because when you see all these double-digit downward swings in these various sectors inside GDP, you're really beginning to describe a wholesale stockade mentality in the economy where you can't necessarily connect the dots. Things aren't happening in an incremental way. People are just sort of stopping cold, and it's really hard to predict what happens next.
Absolutely. And you know, there is one point, too, in looking for silver linings here. I mean, if we have a quarter that's where things look like they came to a standstill, well, that means, hey, if we start to get moving again, then we could really turn things around here. And that's definitely the hope that some people have at this point, is that we've come so far down, we've so overcorrected for the pain out there, that we could really, you know, be at a point where people just need to start buying again. You know, consumers have had a recession like they haven't had in decades. You know, personal saving rate is rising. There are some structural things going on here. So, you know, there is the hope that once we, you know, start moving from absolute zero, that things start moving along. Again, whether that happens in 3 or 6 months or 15, we're also trying to get a better sense of that right now.
Well, the Dow and S&P are down 2% or more at this point. Kelly Evans, we didn't even have time to talk about the Citibank story. On a normal day, the government taking a 45% stake in Citibank or thereabouts would be a huge story, but it's buried in the numbers of the economy shrinking.
Yeah, right shrinking. Now it's just more of that. Okay, more, great.
All right. Financial meltdown. Oh, yeah, we did that last week. Kelly Evans, Wall Street Journal economics reporter. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Femi Okeh has the headline.
Hello there. The time is 21 minutes to the top of the hour.